Acts chapter 7. Then the high priest said, "Are these things so?" And he said, "Men, brothers, and fathers, listen. The Elohim of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan. And said to him, 'Depart from your country and from your kindred, and come into the land which I shall show you.' Then he came from the land of the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Charan. And from there, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land in which you now dwell. And he gave him no inheritance in it, not even so much as to set his foot on, yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his offspring after him, when as yet he had no child. And Elohim spoke in this way, that his offspring should sojourn in a foreign land, and that they should bring them into bondage, and treat them ill 400 years. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage I will judge, said Elohim, and after that they shall come forth and serve me in this place." And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begot Isaac, and circumcised him on the 8th day, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs. And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but Elohim was with him. And delivered him from all his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt, and all his house. Now there came a famine over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction, and our fathers found no sustenance. But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. And at the second time Joseph was made known to his brothers, and Joseph's kindred was made known to Pharaoh. Then Joseph sent, and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred, 75 souls. So Jacob went down into Egypt, and died he and our fathers. They were carried over into Sychem, and laid in the tomb that Abraham bought for a sum of money from the sons of Emir the father of Sychem. But when the time of the promise drew near, which Elohim had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt. Till another king arose, who did not know Joseph. The same dealt subtly with our kindred, and ill-treated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children, to the end they might not live. In which time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and nourished in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up, and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was taught in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brothers the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him, and avenged him who was oppressed, and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brothers to understand that Elohim by his hand would deliver them, but they did not understand. And the next day he showed himself to them as they were contending, and would have constrained them to be at peace again, saying, "Sirs, you are brothers, why do you do wrong one to another?" But he who did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Will you kill me, as you did the Egyptian yesterday?" Then Moses fled at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Madian, where he begot 2 sons. And when 40 years had expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sina, an angel of Yahshua and a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to behold it, the voice of Yahshua came to him, saying, "I am the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob." Then Moses trembled, and dared not behold. Then the master said to him, "Take off your shoes from your feet, for the place where you standest is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send you into Egypt." This Moses, whom they refused, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge?" The same Elohim sent to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel who appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out, after he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt, in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses, who said to the children of Israel, "Yahshua your Elohim will raise up to you a prophet of your brothers, like me, you will hear him." This is he, who was in the assembly in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him on the Mount Sina, and with our fathers, who received the living oracles to give to us, whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt, saying to Aaron, "Make us Elohims to go before us, for as for this Moses, who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." And they made a calf in those days, offered sacrifice to the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. Then Elohim turned, and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets, O house of Israel, have you offered to me kill beasts and sacrifices during 40 years in the wilderness? You even took up the tabernacle of Moloch, and the star of your Elohim Remphan, figures which you made to worship them. I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of testimony in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking to Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen. Which also our fathers, who came after, brought in with Yeshua into the possession of the Gentiles, whom Elohim drove out before the face of our fathers, to the days of David. Who found favor before Elohim, and desired to find a tabernacle for the Elohim of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. Yet, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands, as says the prophet. Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool, what house will you build for me? Says Yeshua, or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets have your fathers not persecuted? And they have killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you have now been the betrayers and murderers. Who have received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of Elohim and Yeshua standing on the right hand of Elohim. And said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of Elohim. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, ran upon him with one accord. Cast him out of the city, and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon Elohim and saying, Master Yeshua, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Yeshua, do not lay this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.